probably one of my most common recommendations for many, many freshwater environments that are suffering with what you believe to be a parasitism would get the following recommendations. Step one would be to check your water quality. It's pretty important. There's a real good chance that the situation with the fish is actually related to too infrequent water changes. Like if you're thinking back and going, God, I really haven't actually changed water in a month. Or if you're thinking that when you add a quart of water to replace evaporative losses, that that's a water change, because it's not actually. And then testing water, you might find a low pH, which looks exactly like parasitisms because it causes the skin to become milky and slimy and fish to slow down and go to the bottom and lean over and then eventually die. So check your water, and you might not have those test kits. If you don't, there's a place to get them. Say Amazon's fine. They have a double bottle test kit. Tests for like everything. There'll be a link. It just comes on a blister pack with both sets of strips that you need. And the strips don't have to be terribly accurate as long as they show a low pH. It doesn't have to be, you know, a particular number. If it shows high ammonia, again, it doesn't matter if it's 3 or 4 because any ammonia is like a thing. So then potentially this turns out to be a water quality case. But let's say you check your water and everything's fine. The next thing to do is going to be to establish that your filtration is top-notch. And I really, really, really like sponge filters because they're easy to clean and they aerate at the same time. So they provide plenty of gas turnover in the system. They're inexpensive to run. They just require an air pump outside the tank that drives an air stone inside the sponge, and again there'll be a link to that. So then double check the temperature, because your heater may be malfunctioning. Through the years I have found situations in my systems where ick has broken out because the heater has broken and my water temperature is 68 degrees and everybody's suffering. And sometimes just warming them up to 77 degrees brings about a tremendous response. So check your heater, make sure it's not too hot or too cold, get the fish to 77 degrees with a sponge filter and good quality water with a nice stable pH. And if your pH is low, you can bring that up with baking soda on the short term, or you can bring it up with a neutral regulator. I've been using the powdered Seachem neutral regulator since it came out. I just really like the ease of it. You have to go crazy with it to overdose, but you can. But just follow label instructions. That'll get your pH right. Okay. All the way around now to treating. And a really nice community tank treatment that doesn't push any buttons except live plants. So ignore this advice if you have live plants that you value. But without live plants, in the average community tank of size, small, large, whatever, is salt and praziquantel. And salt is available lots of different places, and there's articles and articles on salting and salt over at drjohnson.com. And praziquantel is available. My favorite version of that is in a compound called PraziPro. There'll be a link to that. And PraziPro is already mixed up with something to emulsify it and get it dissolved. It has to be shaken extremely well to get the praziquantel up into solution. Don't make that mistake. And then you follow label instructions. What I did was I added it 2 days in a row and then skipped a day and then added it again during my salt treatment at 77 to 78 degrees. And at the end of 5 days, the salt had toppled the majority of the ciliate protozoan parasites, and the praziquantel had gotten rid of the flukes. I could see the flukes. They look like giant ick. And I could see the flukes on my rainbows, and those were gone. And the weakest rainbow, and I don't know if I'll be able to put a picture up here or not, but the weakest rainbow actually turned around and survived that. which I thought was remarkable. It just kind of speaks to the power of a fluke to suck the blood out of the gills to where the fish actually starts losing weight and looking terrible. So that treatment phase lasts roughly 7 to 10 days. The praziquantel is applied kind of heavily at first. Follow label instructions for the most part. You'll do fine. It's not a particularly toxic compound, but dose the way they say. And keep the salt in the system for 7 to 10 days. And then you can remove all of that with water changes. And at the conclusion of that treatment, you will then continue to have your fish at the very best of environments with regularly tested water, a really nice sponge filter running on aeration in the system and agitating the water surface at 77 to 78 degrees, and the fish will be happy perpetually.